Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's spooky story is about a group of individuals who come across an abandoned school out in the middle of the woods. Stay tuned, as you're not going to want to miss tonight's episode. If you like true and creepypasta scary stories, make sure to subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up. Now let's get spooky. Once, there was a three-story high school built with no name built in 1886, and then was shut down in 1928 due to the people believing it was haunted and something evil lurked inside there. Several people committed suicide inside the school, and some even got possessed by demons. In 1894, a student had committed suicide there in the bathroom because he couldn't take being bullied anymore. Suddenly after, his corpse had disappeared into thin air just like that. His ghost now haunts that bathroom, and he could be seen in the mirror's reflections. If someone happened to come across and see him, they would die quickly and have their souls sucked out of their body. In 1898, another student went to the same restroom. But this time, when he had finished using the restroom, he went to go open the door, but it wouldn't open. Suddenly, the lights had went out, and he was left alone in total darkness. He stood there for roughly 15 seconds, until he had felt something sharp stabbing into his back, and cuts up to the bottom of his neck as he felt the long razor-sharp knife into his body, cutting up his insides as he puked out blood and collapsed to the ground dead. Then his corpse turned into dust and simply blown away. In 1904, a janitor was cleaning up in the hallways when he saw a word written in blood on the walls that read, "Die." The janitor began to freak out, and then even more so when he saw a black shadowy figure down the hallway. He was frozen in fear. Suddenly, he started to lose weight. His skin began to turn pale and he collapsed dead on the ground just like that. In 1908, the principal at the time was in his office working late one night on some paperwork, and when he had finished up, he went to go open his door and it wouldn't open. Then, all of a sudden, something had possessed him and he went on a killing spree. He killed 25 people and then killed himself. In 1914, a couple of students were doing a challenge in the restroom. There was a total of 5 boys. The challenge they were doing was something similar to Bloody Mary, but this one was different, because instead of saying Bloody Mary's name, they were saying Jack Lobot. Jack Lobot was the very same student who had committed suicide in that bathroom in 1894. When they had summoned the ghost, only one of the boys survived. The 4 others were killed. In 1921, a student was murdered by a demon in that restroom. Some say that his ghost haunts that whole school. One night, 2 boys snuck inside the school at midnight when they encountered a tall, skinny black figure in that same restroom. One of the boys tried to get out, but the door would not open. They were trapped inside the restroom with that demon and were never heard from again. Some say the demon or ghost that had killed them. Some say that that demon had sent them to the fires of hell. In 1928, all the paranormal and demonic presences inside the school, they decided to shut it down for good and would never open the school again. To this day, the school still remains abandoned. In 1985, two boys had heard the stories about the dreaded place. They snuck to the school in the middle of the night. Suddenly, something in the corner of their eye had caught their attention. A figure of a woman was just standing there facing the opposite direction. But as they tiptoed into the hallway, not wanting the ghostly woman to see them, they fell to the floor into a dark abyss, and they were never heard from again. 34 years later, in October 2019, a group of six teenagers decided to explore the dreaded school building after hearing the stories and rumors about the place. Before they entered the building, they started to film. "Hey guys, what's up?" he said to the camera. He told the camera that they were going to explore the dreaded high school and explain stories and history behind the place. And they all went inside. They began walking around the hallways. Soon, they began to hear whispering coming out of nowhere all around them. When the whispering stopped, they just froze for about a minute before going ahead. One of the boys said that they should split up for a bit, but the majority of them were too afraid to do so. "Okay, whatever, chickens," he said, mocking them. Well, one did not want to appear chicken, and he agreed. Two boys split up away from the group as the four others were sticking together. Two of the boys split up and the other four stuck together. The four watched the two walking into total darkness, even with their flashlights. And then they turned into opposite directions, two to the left and four to the right. The four continued to walk straight until they found a double door leading to a room. There was no name above it or anywhere near the double doors. When one of them put their hands onto the doorknob, it shocked them, but not severely. He tried again, and on the second time, the door opened. When he had opened the door, they heard the sob of a woman in the dark abyss of the room.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
When he took his first step into the room, the sobbing turned into a blood-curdling scream as the door shut closed behind them. They stood there, frozen in shock. He tried to open the door, but this time the door was locked tight. "Forget it. We heard the scream in there, didn't we?" one said to them. "Yes," replied another. Suddenly, they noticed some crimson-red fluid coming from the top, middle, and bottom cracks of the double doors. One of them took a closer look at it. "It's blood," he said. "What was behind there?" one of them asked. "I don't know. I don't want to find out," another said. They began walking in another direction, leaving the bloody doors behind. Soon suddenly hearing a spine-chilling scream coming from somewhere else in the building. It was one of the two boys who had split up, the one who took the left after leaving the group. He encountered a 9-foot-tall, thin, shadowy figure with bony limbs and face also only black. Its whole body was nothing but a black mass. The black figure grabbed him as he stretched his long, bony fingers so long it clutched him like a kid playing with a toy action figure in his hand. They both vanished into thin air and were never seen again. The other had found a door which smelt like rotting flesh. The smell got even stronger when he had opened the door and was about to puke because of the horrible smell. He put his nose under his shirt, but that didn't really help. It just made the smell less strong. When he had taken a few steps inside of that room, he stepped on some kind of liquid. he shined his flashlight on whatever he had stepped on. It was a puddle of blood. He shined his flashlight all over the room and discovered in his horror, hanging all over the room were net bags filled of rotting meat chunks. There was blood all over the floor, and besides the bag of meat chunks, there was also rotten human corpses all over the place. Some were lying on the floor as skeletons, and some were hanging from the ceilings. "No wonder what that horrible smell is," he had said to himself. Suddenly, the open door had closed itself, leaving him inside. When he tried to open the door again, it was locked. Next, he felt something. A hand, sharp, long, and dirty fingernail, went through his abdomen, along with blood coming out of his mouth, and the other had punched through his chest, ripping his heart out, killing him instantly. The four boys continued to walk around the school, but the one that was in the very back had fell into a black hole that wasn't there, but yet he still disappeared. There was now only three of them left. They heard an evil laughter somewhere in the building, and they went to go investigate further. When they heard the same laughter later, they noticed it was coming from this door labeled Science Lab. One of the boys opened the door, and then suddenly an arrow came out of nowhere, shot him in the forehead with the arrow poking out the back of his head. He collapsed dead and already turned into a skeleton just like that into thin air. Now there were only two of them left. They entered the science lab, and there was nothing but old science junk left behind since the school had been abandoned. While looking, they heard footsteps coming from somewhere off in the hallway, and they were getting closer. Suddenly, one of the boys shrieked as he collapsed dead on the floor. The other boy looked at what he was looking at. In his shock was a human head in a jar with its eyes open. He ran out of the science lab as he noticed a figure down the hall to his left just standing there, not even moving an inch. As soon as he had ran out into that hallway, that figure charged at him in full speed like some horror movie, then he began to run for his life. He had been running straight, left, and right, running for his life. Luckily for him, he was on the first floor, and he saw an open window that was big enough for him to jump out of without getting hurt. He jumped out the window without any issues. When he stood up to catch his breath, he turned to look at the window that he had jumped out of. He wanted to know if that horrible thing was still chasing after him, but there was nothing there but the empty hallway and window. Next, he noticed that there was another window opened. He walked over to it to take a peek, and he saw the same double door where he had heard the woman's cries that turned into a scream, and then the door started to bleed. Only now it was not bleeding. Those same double doors were clean as they had first seen it. He was alone. With all of his friends gone, he had no idea what to do. When he looked up at the window on the third floor, he saw a figure of a woman, pale, looking straight down at him. The woman suddenly disappeared, then he felt a chill in his stomach as he went on. "Should I really tell somebody about what had happened here, including what happened to my friends? Should I give word out to the world, or will they not believe me and think that I'm crazy?" he asked himself. Ever since that night, he had never felt the same. But he avoids getting any type of self-therapy. But he does feel that he cannot keep his secret any longer. But then again, he feels like he has to, because he would get in some serious shit if his parents had found out that he snuck out that night, let alone what happened to his friends at the abandoned school. To this day, that dreaded school still remains somewhere out in those woods. And hopefully nobody goes out adventuring inside it anytime soon. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the creepy story tonight. Just remember, if you see some abandoned building, school, hospital, clinic, whatever the hell it may be, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. Just don't go inside, please. It's not worth it. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Have a good night, and stay spooky.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.